Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, April 25th. Tesla has announced that it's starting to open its supercharger network to non-Tesla cars in China. After Europe, Tesla also started to open up some stations in the U.S., where it's a little more difficult because Tesla used their own proprietary plug. In China, Tesla uses the Chinese standard connector, which makes it a little easier. In the pilot program in China, the automaker is opening up 10 supercharger stations in Beijing and Shanghai for 37 electric vehicle models. Tesla has over 1,600 supercharger stations and over 10,000 superchargers in China. If the pilot program proves successful, Tesla will gradually open them to non-Tesla EVs and add more and more stations to the increasing overall charging capacity. Tesla has released a rare update on the battery degradation in its electric cars. The automaker claims its batteries only lose about 12% of capacity after 200,000 miles. Today, Tesla released its 2022 impact report, and the automaker updated the public. At the moment, there is only a report for the Model S and X vehicles, presumably because they have been on the road longer. Interestingly, the automaker says that it will start to disclose other data sets for new battery chemistries used in more recent vehicles. It should be noted that the degradation can change significantly depending on the vehicle model and battery pack. For example, Electrek previously obtained data from thousands of Tesla vehicles showing that the 90 kilowatt-hour pack would lose capacity much faster than the 85 kilowatt-hour pack. Earlier data from the Model 3 and Y vehicles are showing strong capacity retention of less than 10% after 100,000 miles and less than 15% after 200,000. That beats the socks off of my Nissan Leaf, which, after 7 years, lost over 50% of the range. Lucid Motors shared a development update today, announcing the public road testing is now underway for their all-electric SUV called the Gravity. Now, despite what little Lucid Motors has shared about the second model, the hype surrounding the Gravity remains strong. Lucid has stated that the Gravity will drive like a sports car and include seating for 7 passengers, and gear comfortably, all while delivering more electric range than any SUV on the market. After a solid start of the year, General Motors is raising its earnings and cash flow expectations for 2023. GM's revenue rose 11% in the first 3 months of the year to $40 billion, beating Wall Street expectations. GM now expects profit to be between $11 billion and $13 billion for the year. GM sold over 20,000 fully electric vehicles for the first time in 3 months, in the first 3 months of 23. This surpassed Ford as the number 2 EV maker in the U.S., which is quite the accolade to achieve. The growth was led by the Chevy Bolt EV and EUV models, selling 19,700 alone in the first quarter. More on that later. General Motors expects the momentum to continue with plans to produce 50,000 EVs in North America in the first half of 23 and 100,000 in the second half. General Motors has several high-volume EVs launching this year, including the Chevy Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. Despite the Chevy Bolt clearly leading General Motors' electric sales volume, GM has announced the end of the Chevy Bolt EV and EUV, with the last cars rolling off the assembly line late this year. This marks the end of the Bolt EV as the most affordable and capable EV in the U.S. and a pioneering electrification milestone. This news was expected as the Chevy Equinox and its around $30,000 starting price is expected in the fall, largely taking the place of the small footprint compact SUV segment. But really, the Chevy Bolt is not an SUV or even compact or crossover SUV in any way, shape, or form. It's just a car. Anyways, the Equinox and Blazer, due this summer, are based on GM's Ultium platform, and this will phase out the Bolt's older battery motor drivetrain system. GM said that 75% of Bolt owners are new to GM, the highest conquest rate for any of their vehicles. At the same time, Bolt owners are among the happiest, with 80% saying they would buy another Chevy. Although the charging rate is fairly slow, Electrek highly recommends the Chevy Bolt for an around-town EV. With stellar range and an unheard-of starting price of $25,600 before incentives, it's a bitter time to see it go. According to Mopar insiders, Stellantis showcased a few of its upcoming models at a recent dealer meeting, and one of them was the new Chrysler Electric Sedan. Those who attended the event say that the electric sedan is comparable to the upcoming Dodge Charger Daytona EV in terms of size. Although the CEO publicly stated that Chrysler will introduce a new redesigned EV to replace the Chrysler 300, no other details, including the release date or pricing, were mentioned. The other electric sedan, called the Airflow, will reportedly be the first EV for Chrysler, joining the portfolio late next year. General Motors and Samsung have announced that they are partnering to build a new $3 billion battery cell factory in the U.S. For the last few years, GM has been partnering with LG to create Ultium Cells, which is a joint venture between them. The partnership has already resulted in three battery factories in the U.S. and are now in the production or construction phases. General Motors and LG have been working on a fourth U.S. battery factory, and it was reported in January that the plan for the plant was put on indefinite hold. GM is now announcing a partnership with Samsung instead to build a new battery cell factory here in the U.S. The new factory will have a capacity of more than 30 gigawatt hours, as they say, and it will bring GM's total capacity in the U.S. to about 160 gigawatt hours. Interestingly, Samsung and GM are talking about building production lines to build both nickel-rich prismatic and cylindrical cells. Hyundai and SK On finalized plans for a 50-50, $5 billion EV battery cell production plant. The $5.5 billion EV facility is initially slated to begin commercial production in 2025. To satisfy the requirements of the Inflation Reduction Act and to ensure its customers will receive the tax credit, Hyundai broke ground on its new facility on October 25th. Although disagreements have delayed the U.S. battery plant until now, the final details have been signed off. The new battery plant will supply pouch-type EV batteries for Hyundai models built in the facility in Bryan County, Georgia. In today's community comment found on YouTube, it sounds like most of you enjoyed that little bit that I did on yesterday's show, where I over-exaggerated comical derision for Canada. Fact of the matter is, I've been to Vancouver a few times. The water was great, the Indian food was great, and the scenery was unmatched. If it wasn't so doggone expensive in Vancouver, I would totally consider moving there. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.